Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Welcome. We are ministry, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We do take the time to thank you for joining and being a part of this hour. You are a blessing not only to this household, but all those who are listening. And we do thank you for being a part of this ministry. As we move forward, we'd like to inform you that we are an interactive ministry. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity to be able to participate. I am going to open up all the mics, being that we are on Zoom as well as we are on the phone. And for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Amen. If you'd like to participate on the Zoom, and that is more so a face-to-face, you can go into 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the code for that is Psalm 23, not with an S, but capital P-S-A-L-M 23. And that is the code to get on the Zoom if you'd like to participate. And as we move on further, if you'd like to listen to this message at the end, you can go into Blog Talk Radio. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message or any of the other, I think we have maybe about 600 messages since then on, but you can do that. Share it with a friend, even with a foe. Amen. Be a blessing to someone in your life. Amen. That's what we are supposed to do, proclaim the gospel. So if you don't want to do it verbally, you can just share the archive with them. Amen. And let it be a blessing to them or family members. You never know who God's sending your way, and there are numerous opportunities that you can be a blessing to someone else, whether you like them or you dislike them. We're going to move forward. As we know, you've received that text. We have Minister Haman from out of Long Island, New York. Amen. An area that is close to my heart, North Babylon, New York. And she'll be on this evening spreading the gospel, sharing the word. Please, ma'am, please, sir, know that we do have all of your mics are on, and that is when someone on the Zoom is speaking so that you can hear them. Amen? So if you could make sure that your phone is on mute, and when you get ready to share or talk or whatever the case may be, you can just open up your unmute yourself and open up your line, and you'll already be open. Amen. You'll already be available. And yeah, am I getting twisted on my words or what? Amen. Well, let me move forward. I'm going to get on out of the way, and we're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, then the next voice that you hear will be none other than Minister Edna Herman from out of Long Island, New York. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because your word is guidance in our lives, and we become so confused so often, so many times. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given us a direct path, and that is your word. Amen. And we know that when there is darkness, we can just open up your word, and you will illuminate the things that we need to know through prayer, through study of your word. Amen, or even through someone else coming and speaking into our lives. We pray that you would bless this woman of God who is coming forth to share the gospel with the body of Christ this evening. Bless her mouth, the words that she's going to share. Pray that you would bless her household and that you would give her increase, Heavenly Father, as she spreads what God has placed on her heart to share it with those who are listening at this time. We thank you, and we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Haman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Elder John, Dr. John,
amen.
Elder Suzanne. I hope you all can hear me clearly. I'm downstairs. You might hear a little echo, but I wanted to be in a secluded place. And I thank God
Zoom.
For...
Here? Are you on
can
Zoom?
You hear
can
me?
You hear
me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Amen. 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 It's echoey, but we thank God for a secluded place. I just want to thank God for the opportunity. It's been a long time, but I give God glory for the word that he's given me. The word he changed up. Let me tell you something. God is something else. But he wanted to encourage the people today, encourage me today. So without further ado, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this Wednesday, dear God, how you watched over us up until this appointed time. We give you praise and glory, dear God, that everything that you do well. You do in excellence, dear God. So, dear God, today, bless the people that are online. You know who they are. You know what they stand in need of. Lord, continue to move by your power and your anointing on each and every life. And on us as a body of Christ, dear God, that we may take part of your word, eat your word, digest your word, and then move in your word, dear God. So we thank you for the facilitators of this line. Thank you for each and every one. Lord, as I decrease, Holy Spirit increase. Go wherever you want to go. I am your servant. Yes, Lord. I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory, y'all. I thank God. I'm just going to be Edna, Minister Herman, but just going to be Edna, and I'm going to impart this word that God has given me. We're going to come from Matthew 28:18-20, Amplified Bible, but I'm going to read in the King James Version, and I'm going to say it really quickly. The subject is power given, authority release. Let me say that again. Power given, authority release. God wants us to know and be encouraged of what we have. Sometimes we dummy down or we step back, you know, in a lot of things, not just with the enemy, but a lot of things in our life. But God wants us to know that there is power in the words that we speak. There is power in the power that he's given us. There is authority that he's given us. Power and authority. Power and authority. So with that said, we're going to read the scripture right now. To God be the glory. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. To God be the glory for the word that he's given us. First and foremost, we're going to talk about, and it's an interaction Bible study. We're going to talk about it. I ain't going to be yelling. No, I'm going to just give it like how God gave me. So the first thing, what is spiritual authority? In my study, spiritual authority is the God-given right to receive and use God's power that flows from the indwelling Holy Spirit. Charles Craft said that. He said that, and I'm quoting him. And then in Luke 10:19, it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall anyway means hurt you. Now, I know spiritual authority, and I'm talking about power, but they're going to be entwined. You can't have one without the other, because Jesus went, and like it said, all power was given to him. It says Jesus, in the Amplified, it says Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And I'll say it has been given to Christ Jesus. And because we are his and we are kingdom children and we are in that same authority, he's given it over to us. He's given us that power and authority to call those things that be not as it is in heaven, it shall be in earth. We shall bind and loose. He said in his word, whatever we bind on heaven, on earth, he'll bind in heaven. Is that right? Whatever we loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. So he's given us that authority right here on this planet to do what he has given us to do. I heard Pastor Miles Monroe said, we give earthly license to heavenly interference. Earthly license. God needs a body, y'all, and we are that body of Christ. He's given us that a power and authority. I'm going to go on. What is the meaning of power and authority in the Bible? It says the biblical definition of the word authority is understood and used to describe the power or ability to do something given by, conferred upon, or derived from a higher authority. We know what that higher authority is. That higher authority is God Almighty himself. I'll say it this way. Trinity one, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the warrant right, y'all. That's what you have. The warrant right, power, or ability to do something. God is looking for us to do something, not just in our life, but in the lives that we come in contact with, to do something, to encourage, to provoke, to encourage that next step, to provoke, to let them know that God has everything that we need, and he uses us to impart it unto them. What is power and power of God? What is power? It is that we have power by faith to govern and control all things, both temporal and spiritual, to work miracles, y'all, to work miracles and perfect lives, to stand in the presence of God and to be like him, because we have gained his faith, Jesus Christ's faith, his perfection, and his power, or in other words, the fullness of his priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. We are royalty. We are not of this earth, but we are a part of the earth. We are the ones that, you know what? God is looking for us in this hour, in this time, with all the things that's going on, topsy-turvy, gun violence, people shooting, crime, murder, suicide, abuse, so many things. You know it. I don't even have to name them all, but you know it. There's so much going on. But like even in our schools, Elder John works in a school. There's so much going on in schools. The spirit of evil is running rampant. And it's even more so during my day when I was growing up. It's so prevalent for us to be not only standing on post, but to life and death is in the power of the tongue, to speak those things as though they are. Speak those things as I'm thinking that God spoke light into darkness. He's given us that of power. He's given that authority. Somebody's sick. He's given that a power and authority. You know, we know that God's will be done, but he's looking for us to have the faith. I'm all over the place, but what does the word of God say when people were sick? They called on the elders of the church. They anointed with oil. They prayed the prayer of faith. Our words, y'all, create. Pray the prayer of faith, anointed with oil, and God said he will raise them up. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said. He'll raise them all up. We have the power and authority. God wants us to know today that we are the ones. We are the world changers. We are the gap standers. We are the ones with the power and authority to do what needs to be done in this earth. And you know what? Not by ourselves. He called us the body of Christ. So with that said, the body of Christ, I'm calling us out. We've got to use the power and authority that God has given us. That power and authority, power is the capacity of a person to influence others, alter their actions, beliefs, and behaviors. Now, don't get me wrong now. It's not our power versus influence. We have to have the right influence. Our influence is the Spirit of the living God. That's what our influence is. And we can transform minds today. God transformed minds, but in the words that we speak, in the encouragements that we give, we can change things. I remember back in the day they said, push. Y'all remember that? P-U-S-H, pray. Until something happens. Or I can say praise until something happens. We need to push even further, even more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Anyone have anything to add or any questions before I continue? All right. Going once, going twice. How does God give us his power? Power comes from God and exercise through our weaknesses. That's strange, right? But the Word of God says, when I'm weak, God will make us strong. I'm paraphrasing, y'all. But, you know, it's we can't do it on our own. So it's in our feebleness, so to speak. God, he creates strength in us to do what we need to do. The anointing is what does everything, but he creates that strength in us to do it. Though I'm weak, yet I'll be strong in God. The world around us needs followers of Jesus Christ. We are humbly empowered by the Spirit of the living God. Because he loves us so much, it is our job to influence those around us with his power for the good of the world we live in and for all eternity. For the world we live in and all eternity, we give glory to God when we move in his power and authority. We give him glory. As we live and move, we give him glory. As we look to him, the author and finisher of our faith, we give him glory. As we stand and don't compromise, we give him glory. We give him glory, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. So, you know what? So I'm saying this today. I'm saying this. Seems like I'm running fast, but I'm going to say this. The power for the believer, the power and authority for us, the believers, reveals great power, ability, and authority that the Lord has given to the church, his body. We are the church. Each and every one of us is a church. We're collectively the body, the church, collectively. But when we walk out our house, or when we're in our churches, or when we're in our churches, that's a whole lot of us coming together. But when we're at our workplace, when we're at a store, you're bringing the church. You're bringing the body. You're representing kingdom. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be empowered to be those believers that have been empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome the devil and the world. You know what? Superman had a cape. He had an S on his chest. But we don't need no cape. We have the greatest authority in the universe, in eternity and in time. His name is Jesus Christ. But I'll say this, it is Trinity One. All the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, we have it all. So I'll say our chest has the T. Our chest has the J. Our chest has the Holy Ghost and the Father that's looking over us, watching us. And he, you know what? I'm going to say this. He's proud of you that's on this line. You're standing in the Word of God and in his promises, and you're acting and going in the power and authority that he's given us. God is proud. And even when you feel like, oh, Lord, something is happening. What's happening? Sometimes we go there. Look, I'll be transparent. I've gone there. But you know what? Prayer changes things. Prayer changes us. And as we move closer to God, he's moving closer to us. He's standing there. As we move towards him, he will move towards us, but he's just standing there so we can just go even further and deeper into him and in his word. So I'm saying this, I'm going back to my title, power given. The power has been given unto you. Jesus said he went away. He's given us the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power. That's the authority that we release. We release that power through his word. Pray the word. We pray the word. God, his ears, you know, if you see a Great Dane, sometimes when you whistle to them, their ears will, you know, rise up. When we speak God's word, his ears rise up. He says his word, he honors his word above himself because he is the word. I'm not saying that right, but he is the word. So when we speak his word, all he's going to do is act on that word. That's why it's so important for us. It's so important for us to pray God's word. He hears his word. That's why it's important for us to read his word even the more. Sometimes we it seems like sometimes we're doing this, we're doing that. But even if you have to read a paragraph and study that paragraph a day or a chapter a day, God will honor that. He'll honor it. And the more we do, the more in power we have through his word. I'm just about finished, Elder John. I don't know if anyone wants to come forward and bounce off what I said. Elder John said the lines are open. But to God be the glory. He wants us to be empowered so much so that when we speak a thing, it shall manifest. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm striving for, y'all. I can be open with that. That's what I'm striving for. That's why I'm hungering and thirsting for him even more. Not so anyone could see Edna, but I want to see people blessed. I want to see people healed. And God is doing it. Don't get me wrong. He's doing what he said he would do. But these are the days and time. Cancer is running a rapid. You look around, somebody has cancer, diabetes, this one, that one. People are dying suddenly. Sometimes, you know, the word of God says, I'm going off, but the word of God says, he that calls me, you know, I'm paraphrasing again, he that calls on the name of the Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost, on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is so true. But what if there's a suddenly, that car accident took them out just like that. They didn't have time to say, Lord, save me. That's where we come in. Wherever we go, we have to impart the encouraging word that Jesus saved to the utmost. I've been to a going home service where a young lady just a few days ago, where a young lady, her birthday was February 15th. She was shot and killed February 18th, 3 days later. Nobody knows the hour or the time, but we in the body of Christ, and then the person that murdered her killed himself. We don't know the time or the hour. I know I'm going off, but all I'm saying is that we have to use this power and authority. We have to not only utilize it, but stand on it. Know who we are in the kingdom. Know who we are in Christ. Know that the Bible says life and death, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Well, we have power in our tongue, and we can call those things that be not as though they are. So tonight, Elder John, I'm just about done. If anybody has anything to say, but I'm going to say this. I speak life. I'm taking it from Donald Lawrence right now. I speak life to everyone on this line. You shall not die, but you shall live. Don't give up the fight. I speak life. I speak encouragement to your spirit today. I speak strength to your mind today, to your soul today. I speak life unto you and the power and authority that God has given you tonight. I am finished, Elder John.
Amen, amen, amen. All mics are open for those of you who like to make comments, or if there's something that that was standing out to you that you would like to share, please share it at this time.
This is Bishop Harris from Chicago, Illinois. I just
Bishop,
wanted to say,
God bless you, sir.
I truly enjoyed you. I truly enjoyed you. And I take what you said. You spoke it. I believe it, and that does it. And just like I said, we are going through it. Yes, people are dealing with stuff, and yes, life is going on, but there is yet a God. They said there was an old song said, "Is there a bomb in Gilead?" Yes, there is.
All right. Come
on. I'm here to, just like she said, God will make a way.
Yes, sir.
God will make a way. One thing I know, there's always a ram in the ticket.
Come on, sir.
As long as you're in the place that you need to be in, though, see, you got to do what you need to do. You can't walk around talking about, I'm hurting and God help me, God this, but you ain't doing nothing. You ain't praying. Mm-hmm. The Bible says pray without ceasing. You got to begin to pray, you know. I come from this old school where they say prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door.
Yes.
And the Bible says faith without works is dead. So you can say you got faith all day and all that, but if you ain't doing no work, then how you expect faith to how you expect faith to do what it's supposed to do? You ain't giving it no gas, it can't take off. I enjoyed you so much. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. I sure did enjoy you just now. You just filled up the message right there. That's all right. I love it. Come on, y'all. This is.
I would like to hear that as well. I thought it was a very good study, and we have to be very aware of the speaking life. And God directs us to do just that. But we have to stay in tune with his word, the Bible. And in speaking life, you have to actually know the word. You've been in the Bible. You've studied. You put it in practice, practical application. I was talking to I had like three friends who had cancer, and two of them claimed, they said, "I don't claim it. I don't claim the cancer. And one friend, the cancer is gone. They can't find it. The second friend, I thought it was interesting talking to them on separate occasions and within a matter of a few weeks. And the one friend says he does not claim cancer. He doesn't worry about it. He does what he's supposed to do. But anyway, they can't find a trace of cancer in him at the present time. And another friend, he was praying for me. And he said, you know, you've had a pretty rough time. And he said, let me actually pray for you. He also is in the ministry. And but I thought we were going to pray together. But anyway, he just took the lead and prayed. And during the prayer, I've known him for about 40 years. But during the prayer, he was mentioning smoldering cancer. Mm-hmm. And I asked God to continue to watch out for me, which he has. But anyway, after that, I asked him, I said, do you have cancer? And he says, no. I said, because the reason I asked that question, because during the prayer, you were just speaking of smoldering cancer. He says, I don't claim it. As my other friend, I don't claim the cancer. And I've had it for a long time. But he used the term smoldering cancer. The cancer is not growing. It's not changed. It's stagnant. They're not treating it. Not in chemotherapy. They're doing constant blood tests. But I thought it was interesting. And he says, I do not claim the cancer. And for the last 10 years, there's been no change in the cancer. They just have to keep doing blood tests. They know something's there. But he's not claiming it. And we have to be careful about what we claim. Because we're spreading the gospel. And we have to maintain our strength. I face challenges on the course of on a daily basis, deal with doctors, medications, pain, all that kind of stuff, you know, but keep things in perspective, how blessed I am, and the numerous occasions I really didn't have to be here. But anyway, God felt otherwise. Yes. But anyway, I thought it was very interesting, you know, speaking life and both of those individuals saying, I don't claim the cancer, and the cancer has done them no harm. In fact, you know, in one case, doctors can't even find the cancer any longer. Other case, there's traces. But anyway, he's been healthy for, 10 years. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. I don't claim both of them. They don't even know each other. Both of them use that same phrase, I don't claim it. But anyway, the guy, speaking life, I know it's one of Dr. Clay's, one of her favorite sayings, life. And I believe that. And God has watched out for me. I've been very, very fortunate. But that is God's choosing.
God bless you, sir. And what you were saying about words do create. God created light in the darkness. And I was thinking about myself just now, a little testimony few months back and even years back. I didn't even realize it. I was walking a little bent over. And my younger sister said, she said, Ed, why are you bending over while you're walking? I didn't even realize it. But bringing up to date, 2023, I'm learning to change my language. And my language is, Lord, you are my chiropractor. I'm not saying don't go to the doctors, y'all. But Lord, you are my chiropractor. You are my orthopedic surgeon. You are my, you know, for the knees. I don't even know what that is. But anyway, now I'm walking straight. I'm walking straight. I said, Lord, line up my vertebrae, my back, line it up. I'm walking straight now. I was with a friend last week, and she said, I said, yeah, God is my chiropractor. He's straightening it. I said, Lord, align my spine. Let me walk straight. And she said, I noticed that you've been walking straighter. I said, yeah, praise God. But we have to speak with that, not only authority, but the power that God has given us. I thank God. You know, one of the things that I did want to say also, in Proverbs 29:2, we are the righteousness of God. That is so true. We are the righteousness of God. And Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. We need that in our government because our government is whacked. We need that in our government, in our local officials, in our schools, wherever. Whoever has that authority, we are the righteous one. We are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. So it says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bears the rule, the people mourn. My God. And that's what's going on now. A lot of mourning because the government, they want to take this. I hear they want to take Social Security. Look, I worked for that. And they want to pull that. They want to pull all that. But it's prayer that's going to change things, change the hearts of man. But we have to be on our post. Mm-hmm. And we have to do what God wants us to do in the earth. And you're right about that. We have to do our part. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Because when y'all speak, I get a little bit more. Come on. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, Dr. Clay, I just wanted to say behind Dr. Clay said, my mother had a stroke 3 years ago, and the stroke messed up her hand on the right side, the hand that she held the microphone as she preached. Oh, and at first, it bothered her, you know. She was embarrassed because she couldn't hold the mic and her hand was a little twisted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she kept saying that healing is the children's bread.
Yeah.
And God have me to be disabled. And she kept speaking it. And she said that faith is going to heal me. And she didn't worry about it. She started holding the mic in her left hand and she was preaching. And I'll never forget one night we was in revival. And we looked up, and she had the microphone in her right hand, and she took off running. She couldn't even walk proper. She took off running, and she came back, and she said, in God's time, he healed me. And I will tell you this, that in God's time, he will do what he needs to do. Because one of my favorite scriptures is, I know the thought.
That's good.
Yes.
I know the thoughts that I have for you. I've been dealing with mother, and we were dealing with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Other verse. He said that I didn't come into the world to destroy the world, but that the world through me might be saved. I came to save you. I didn't come to destroy you. Preach.
Yeah.
But you just got to do a couple things that I told you to do. Repent. If my people, which are called by my name, would turn.
I got to stop.
I get excited, y'all. I get excited.
No, that's okay. You go ahead,
here to tell you that if you just turn your face to the wall and begin to pray. Turn your plate over and begin to fast. Turn from my wicked ways. And they think, I'm not sinning. No, turn from eating so much food. Turn from being so much on social media.
Turn from sitting in front of the television so much. Turn from the gossip that you don't stop.
This is good.
And then I'll heal your land.
Yes,
doctor, I'm standing at the door. I'm knocking.
Yeah.
You got to answer it. I'm a gentleman. But if you answer it, I promise I'll come in and sup with you. And I'm here to tell you that he will come in and sup with you, but you got to answer the door.
Yes,
I don't care if you are saved. Have you answered the door, really? Well, Bishop, what do you mean? How do I answer the door? How often do you pray versus how long you watch TV?
Uh-oh.
Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
How much time do you read your Bible versus how long you on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter?
My God.
Because you sit on your TV, on your phone all day with TikTok and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, but you read the Bible for 10 minutes and fall asleep.
My God.
See, and you got it. You asking God for something, but what are you giving him?
What are you giving?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
I get excited
because there's something about God. Because understand, there's in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. But all you got to call on that name. And if you call, he said, I will answer.
Yes,
you got to call.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm turning back over to you, Pastor. I'm so sorry. God
no,
bless.
That's all right, sir. Don't apologize. This is what this is. Bible.
And Sister Edna, Sister Edna, my wife, said to tell you, First Lady Harris really enjoyed listening to you. She's a true fan of yours.
Thank you, Lady Ashley. Thank you, First Lady. God bless you with your young voice. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. I hear you. You know,
all I can say, this is good. I needed to hear this. Good evening, everyone. I really did, because I got some issues going on, and you know what? I'm gonna speak life to it.
I'm gonna
stand up straight. Walk up straight in the name of Jesus. So I thank you. I tuned in too late because I broke something. I had to fix it.
That's okay.
One of my gadgets. But anyway, I thank God for the testimonies and everything I heard. I want everyone to know, when you give your testimony, you don't know who you're encouraging. You don't know who you're lifting someone up by sharing, and you really lifted me up tonight, and I thank all of, I thank you for what I heard tonight because it's encouraging to me. They better watch out. Mother got a different pep to her step now.
That's right.
I'm finished. I'm finished. God bless you.
Amen, Mother.
Thank you, Minister Edna, for the words that you brought tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for your blessing. Elder John, I do want to make an announcement after, but Elder John is all
yes, sir. And, you know, as I was listening to your message, I was thinking about how God empowers us and he wants us to share with this world because we know. But I came up and said we have authority to speak to
this God. That's the word,
authority to speak through the blood of Jesus Christ for mercy to those who are not saved. And once we realize the authority that we have, then we can say, when I was listening to the elder was talking about when he had cancer, and I remember when the doctor said, prepare myself, I might have 2 weeks or any kind of life. And I said, you know, to the escalator. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, I didn't put that in your, the Holy Spirit. I didn't put that, I did not put death in your spirit. You know, it'll be 18 years in September.
Praise the Lord.
Since the doctor is dead. And I must say, the doctor is deceased and I'm still here.
Oh my God.
He's deceased.
He told me the same. But he said, you know, I love you. He said, I'm going to be praying for you. But now, years later, when I went back, I'm like, what? The doctor deceased me. I'm still here. And he told me to get a process. He said, if you have an operation, like you said, authority, I understand the authority of God. When he told me to get myself, my business together, he said, because you need an operation, speak to them. Then I don't know what kind of life you're going to have. You might not be able to talk. You'll be a vegetable. So I said, I'm not. And I'm still praising the Lord, the authority of God's word.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, my queen, God bless you.
Powerful testimony.
Yes, it is.
Powerful. You know, and praise God and everyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is there another?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Herman.
God bless you,
I don't know if you all can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Yes, I talk about speaking life because there is so much power in the word. It's the Lord. It was the word that spoke us into existence, that spoke this world into existence.
Yeah.
So God is.
Yeah.
Giving us permission in the name of Jesus, giving us permission to to our situations,
giving us permission.
I like that.
Speak to the Lord, tells us and whispers in us, speak to what He puts in front of us and expects us to believe it to be real. But we have spiritual authority that is otherworldly. It's not about this world. It's about this world. It's about the heavenlies and what goes on in the heavenlies, authority over it, manifests itself here on earth. When we use our power and authority in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And it's something that what Bishop said too. Thank you, First Lady. Something what Bishop said as well about if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. You know, when he was talking about heal the land, it wasn't just the land around us. I guess we all know that. We are the land. We are the dirt with his image, with the image of Christ, with the image of God. So heal the land around us, sure, but heal us. This land. This land. Edna. Dirt with his image, with his spirit. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But my spirit's going back home to be with the Lord that gave me the life. I am finished,
Amen.
Elder John, but I do want to say something, to, if I may.
Sure. Please.
You know, Elder John and Dr. John and Dr. Suzanne don't know that I'm going to say this, but they've been this Blog Talk Radio, New Beginnings, has been, I've been on since the beginning. And I think it's 13, 14 years in. And it was prophesied at once that, or a couple of times, that we would pour and sow into this ministry. I'm going to be the first partaker. And I mean, any gift, any love gift that you have, me and Mother talked about this. Any love gift that you have, be so kind to sow into this ministry. Now, I don't know. See, they don't know I'm doing this tonight, but I don't know how we can get the finance to you. Or, no, I'll say not finance. Get the seed to you because we're sowing into ground. Into good ground.
Amen.
So I don't know how we can do that, Elder John or Elder Suzanne. We can do it tonight or the next time, but it's nothing like the present. So I don't know if there's a Cash App or something that, but I encourage everyone in the sound of my voice. If you be so kind, ma'am, to sow into this ministry, which is growing. Which has been blessing us I mean, they have people from all over the nation come and abroad, over across the sea, to speak a word of life into us. So with that said, Elder John, I know this probably cut y'all off guard, but I'm gonna do it. It's no time like the present time. So I thank God. Mother Gloria agrees with me. I love you, Mother Gloria. I agree,
and I'm going to give my seed, whatever it is that, you know, I'm going to give, because this is an awesome ministry, and I'm being blessed for it, so I will pour into this ministry. Yes, I will. Amen.
So if you will, or next week, if you don't, well, we want to know how we can give, and it's between you and God, whatever you give. It's between you and God.
Amen.
Know this, that you are sowing into good ground. This is rich soil. And you know what? If it wasn't so, if God didn't put it in their spirit to create New Beginnings Ministry, and you know you love the theme. I know I do, because I'm getting older, y'all. Anyway, to sow into this ministry, it's good ground. It's rich soil. And when you sow, God will give it back onto you. I am finished, Elder John. I am finished. Before the music come on and shut me up, Mother. God bless you. The line is yours, Elder John.
And thank you so much for the kind words. You know, and I can probably speak for my wife as well. We don't look for anything we just try to be humble and just do the Lord. And God has blessed us to be able to remain for so long. I thank God, you know, for that. Thank you for those words. I'm going to turn other part over to my wife. Dr.
Amen.
Suzanne, he can respond to that.
And may I just interject? We know that you wouldn't have asked for anything because you would have did that the first year you came on. But it's umpteen years later. I'm sorry, Dr. Suzanne, I'm finished. God bless you.
We'll out the Cash App next week, if that's okay.
That's fine.
The messages that go out, but we just haven't done that. There are expenses, of course, but
see, God knows all things.
But it's been good. It's been a good ride. It really has been, and it's been such a blessing to meet such people. And the Lord, the people that the Lord has put in our path, has been absolutely awesome. When people say that the ministry has been a blessing to them, that blesses us as well.
Amen.
And you all have been a blessing to us, your family.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We love you all. Amen.
Thank you so much. All I can say is that we come together as a body of for no form or no family, come to do the will of the Savior. And we have to be reminded over and over again. There's Calling to Me Ministry. There are so many ministries out there that are, you know, the gospel, Bible studies, and so on and so forth. And I just pray that there comes a time, you know, when we can all come together as one and not divided. I just believe in connecting the dots. You know, we need to connect the dots and so that we're not so dispersed, you know, and God is able to do a mighty thing, especially when other ministries come collectively together to do the will of God. All that does is just strengthen our testimony. People are looking. People are watching. They're looking at churches. They're looking at ministries and seeing division. They are seeing division. I'm not being recorded, so that's good. They're seeing division. They're seeing division, and that's not of God. God says that we're supposed to come together in unity and in spirit. And when we come together as one, listen, he says, where there's two or three, I will be in the midst. So when we begin to start to increase those numbers, that's when that authority begins to start to become, begins to expound. You know, when we come together in unity, and God wants the non-believers to be able to see a collective unit, a collective body, not the arm here or the leg there and the foot walking here and everybody's doing marching to a different beat. God wants, the unity. And when people begin to start to see unity, then they begin to start to believe. We are the walking testimonies. We are the walking testimonies. And, it says, the harvest is great. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Why are the laborers few? Because there are many that are coming, and God is depending on us. And I like that word authority, to be able to speak those things into existence. Speak life. Speak life. And let me say this before I close. My brothers, my sisters, we're coming to a time that even though that we're in the body of, let me tell you something, sometimes we become lukewarm. Sometimes we began to start to doubt, is God going to heal me? We began to doubt. Is God going to answer my prayer? We began to doubt. Is God going to do what he says he's going to do? And God does not want us there. God does not, and I'm not going to take a long time. God does not want us there. He wants us to believe without a shadow of a doubt that he is the same God yesterday as he is today. And when we begin to get on that, then let me tell you something. God begins to start to do miraculous things. We began to start to see more miracles began to happen when we began to have that type of faith, that unshakable faith. And this is a world where it's just trying to tear the body of Christ down. But we have that unshakable faith. That unshakable faith. I'm not talking about lukewarm, and I'm not talking about you here. I'm just talking in general. Because sometimes we begin to doubt. Mm-hmm. And God does not want us there. God does not want us there. Faith is the substance of things for and the evidence of things unseen. Unshakable faith. We know without a shadow of a doubt. I heard something about 13 years. The doctor made a diagnosis, and I'm still here. I'm still here with a testimony. I'm still here with the same faith I had from the very beginning. And that's where God wants us, unshakable faith. And when we get there, then we're doing something. Then we are doing something then. We are doing something then. The world is watching. The world is watching. So I'm going to end it on that note. And excuse me, I get excited when I start thinking about God wants us to be and where he's going to take us. And where he's going to take us. God will blow your mind. God will blow your mind. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. God will blow your mind. Unshakable faith. Don't let go of it. Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't let go. Because the enemy wants you to slip. The enemy wants you to fall short and come running back. Over and over and God, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Unshakable faith. Not a shadow of a doubt. I know.
All
that
right
my
now.
God
that's what I'm talking
real.
About. Yeah.
My
unshakable.
God is real. I just saw a movie the other day. God is not dead. So we can't act like he's alive sometimes and dead another day. Unshakable faith. And I just say that in closing. May God bless you. I thank God for you coming on to be support. You know, but like I said, the world is watching. The world is watching. Mm-hmm. If you get an opportunity this morning to check into Call on Me Ministry, Call on Me Ministry, prayer every day, please, ma'am, please, sir, for those of you who are listening by internet, who are listening and checking into the archives later, the call-in number for the Call on Me Ministry is what?
727. I'm sorry. 727.
I'm always on phone. 727-731-9581 pound. One number. And if you have T-Mobile or Metro PC, you can do a backup number, and the backup number is 720-844-1214 pound.
Amen.
There is nothing selfish about new beginnings. We're all in
That's
this
right.
race. And let me
That's
tell you
right.
something. When God says it's over, I guarantee you, you can't hide.
That's right.
You cannot hide.
Amen.
You cannot hide.
Yeah.
I thank
God.
You. May God bless you. May God bless you. Remember, we love you. But God loves you most.
God bless you all. Love you all.
God bless you, everyone. Thanks, God.